Of Yaakov Be'eretz Megure Yoviv Be'eretz Kenan. The question is, what's this double lashon? Be'eretz Megure Yoviv Be'eretz Kenan. We know that his father lived in Kenan. We know that Kenan was the land of his father. So why was it necessary for the Torah to say both? So the Vilna Gaon says that Yaakov Avinu, when he was away all those years, he was afraid of two things. That Esav had over him. Number one, Esav had active kibud of aim all that time. I mean, Yaakov also was being mechabed his parents by being where he was. It was tremendous and serious nefesh over the active kibud of aim that Esav was having, and Yaakov didn't. Second of all, Esav had the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Part of Eretz Yisrael is mashbia, even on a person like Esav. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid of that. But now that he returned, see, he got both of those milas back. The Eretz Megure Yoviv, it was the land of the sojourners of his father. He was able to be with Yitzchak and be mechaben and be mechaim that mitzvah. Number two, Eretz Kenan, the land of Kenan. He had the milah of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi brings down the Medrash by Yeshiv Yadgib, Vikish Yaakov Leishiv Meshalva. Kofetz Olo of Rukzoy Shal Yosef. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live with Shalva, and the whole Maisa of Yosef jumped upon him. Tzadikim of Akshim Leishiv B'Shalva. Tzadikim, they want to live with Shalva. I'm not Kodesh Baruch Hu. Renayin le Tzadikim Hashem Sukhna Leilam Abba. They want to be B'Shalva by Leilam Hazeh. So everybody asks the question, what did Yaakov Avinu want already by Leilam Hazeh? He wasn't really interested in going around vacationing to different resort areas. He wanted to sit and learn a Rashba, B'Menuchas HaNefesh. He wanted to finish Bava Basra. So, B'Menucha. So what was the time of the Tzadikim of Akshar Leishiv B'Shalva? Many different Pshatim said, but some Sefer says a Nifla de Kipshat, an original Pshat, which in Tiras Moshe is brought down by Kitzer, but one of his Talmidim, Hagoyin HaTzadik of Yisrael, Lev Yaakov Schlesinger, in his Sefer, he brings down the Pshat Mor Ba'arichas. It's like this. It's Yodua Maisa Ovesim Levana. Whatever happened to the Oves HaGdoshim was a portent of the future. A Simon was going to have Levana. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim because of the hunger. And there Sarah was taken. And Paroi had Megon because of it. And Avraham Avinu left Mitzrayim for Eretz Yisrael Berchus Godel, and he davened between Beisel and Ben Ho'oi. He davened over there. So all of this Rashtezer is a Simon Lebonim. The Bonim are going to go down to Mitzrayim. Achrech and Yetzu Berchus Godel. They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, back to Eretz Yisrael. And this tefillah ben Beisel ben Ha'oi, because Yeshua had a melchama over there, and Yeshua had to daven over there to be helped. So this was by the Maisa of Ochlan. So this was a Maisa of a similar bun. Then Avraham and Yitzchak, they basically lived with Shalv and Eretz Yisrael. They dug wells, but then the Goyim, they stuffed them up. That's a simon. The first two wells is a simon to the two Batei Migdosh. The first one was called Asek, Shes Hasku Imoi, and there was fighting with other Umas. The second one was Sitna, Sinas Chinam, Gera Shlishi is by Shlishi. Now, Yaakov Avinu had to run away from Esav. That was a simon for Gol Zedman. And we're going to have to suffer under Gol Zedman all these years. And after many years, he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Esav went on his way, so there was no more problem with Esav. Yaakov knows the sukkaisa. That's the name of the Klal Yisrael that we're going to be zoichin to the sukkah shalem, the will of shalema, also loving. So Mele, Yaakov, thought to himself, we already went through all the maisa of the similar bonum of the Goliaths. So now comes time for the maisa of the similar bonum of Gula. So because Yaakov leisha b'shalva, that this should be the similar bonum for the Gula coming. Kofetz alav rukzei shal yaisa, what's pshat? Because Baruch Hu told him that's something that you can't have a similar bonum for. That's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Pasuk says, Ayin lo rosa, kim zu losecha, ya'ase l'machakele. You have to wait for it, anticipate it, but it's not shayach. You want it b'olam hazeh also, that you can't have b'olam hazeh. That's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So when Meila covered some of Rugza Shal Yosef, it went back on rewind. In other words, the Maisa of Avram in Golus, now it was coming to fruition. Now it was the Siman Labanim. Yosef went down to start the Golus in actuality, right? So it was real, it rewinded to reality. So the Simanim were over with as much as they could be. Past that, the Simanim could not be because you can't have a Siman for loss of love. So now, Kofetz HaLov, it jumped back again. The Rugza Shal Yosef, this is the beginning of the Golus. Those are the Heilig Yichsam Seifer. And that's shot, you know, like Dai Ba'ilam Hazeh, it's not Shaykh in Ba'ilam Hazeh to show what's going to be Me'ain loss of love. It's not Shaykh such a thing. That's only Ta'kodesh Baruch. It says in the Pasuk, Vayachalim Oid Chalim Acher. And he dreamt another dream. Etc. So Shem Schwab, the Chassadic Levracha, asks, what's this lashon of Yachalom Oid Chalim Acher? Yachalom Oid Chalim. He dreamt another dream. What is the Hesaf of the word Acher? She says, two very nice pshatim. Number one, Pashat. He says that the first chalaim was that he was going to rule over them in the Yom Gashmiyim. Moshel Gavi Tfuo, they're going to have to come on to him for sustenance. That's the Aluma, Yisvinei Nachnam Alam Alumim, and they come Alumasi. So this was a chalaim that they're going to have to come on to him in Gashmiyim. The Shemesh and the Yorech, Acharos Orkei Chavim, that already is Himmel Diki in Yonim. That's already higher in Yonim. That's a Chalayim Acher. That's not Negeya anymore to Gashmi is the Kinyonim. It's Meiran and Melucha Beruchnias. So, for some reason in Ruchnias, they're going to have to come on them. And the truth of the matter is, he paved the way for them in Ruchnias. He was the Zivei Kunim of Yaakov, the Ganser Tyrus. Yosef is a Bechina of the Abbas. He's not one of the Shrotim. He's the Shevet Ephraim and Menashe. It's not called Shevet Yosef. Because Yosef was a Bechina of an Av. He was an extension of Yaakov. I mean, now's not the time to go into it, but it's a Ganser Shmuz and the Svarim. So they had to come on to him in Ruchnias also. But then he says another pshat, the Baldig pshat. Chazal say, Omer of Chiyah Barav, Omer of Yoichanan, Roy ho ya Yaakov avinu leirid le Mitzrayim b'shal shaloi shal barzo. It was Roy for Yaakov avinu to go down to Mitzrayim in iron chains, Rashi says, because that's the way when people are taken into captivity, they're put into chains. Nor his schus was gairin to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him down in a pleasant way, by avoises or ahava, with chains of love. He had love for Yosef, so he had a cheshik to go see Yosef. And that was a special schus that Yaakov Avinu had. That was the second chalaim of Yosef. The second chalaim of Yosef, the first chalaim only included the brothers. It had nothing to do with Yaakov Avinu. The second one, Hashemesh v'ayirech v'acharasor k'ichovim v'shtachmim li, that was Yaakov Avinu bound down to him. And he sensed that this might be the beginning of Golus. He sensed that maybe he will have to be put into captivity and Yaakov Avinu will come after him and bow down to him. So this chalaim wasn't stam that he's going to be over the brothers. This was a chalaim of Ascholas HaGolus. That Yaakov Avinu would be Nimshach Acharav and bow down to him, and this would be the Ascholas of Golus. So Mimele, the first chalaim was just, you know, the brothers bow down to him. Nothing to do with Golus. The second one that included Yaakov Avinu, so that was the Avosis Ahava, that he was schlepped to Mitzrayim and he bowed down to him. That was a totally different kind of a dream. That was a dream of the Haskola of Golus. That's why it says, V'yachalamoid chalayim acher. And maybe it could be Moisef a Knech, that by Tari, when he had two dreams, it says, V'al Yishonet Yachalayim, to show you that it's Emes. It didn't have any different meaning. Over here, had a totally different meaning. It wasn't stamped to be mechazik, the first chalayim. First chalayim was on such, and the second chalayim was a totally different message. Memela, over here it says chalayim acher, not just to be mechazik, the first chalayim. Vayishma Ruvain vayatzileinu miyada. Ruvain heard what was going on, and he saved him from their hands. Vayayim aloin akenu nefesh. The Gemara Masechta Makis Daf Yud, Omer of Tanchem Bar Chani Loi. Why was Zoyche, why was Reuven Zoyche to be mentioned with the Hatzolah first? Because he started with the Hatzolah. Shenemar, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzilayim Yodam. Now, L'chayra, Reuven's thing was only a mashav, it didn't come to fruition. And Yehuda, later on, he actually saved him. Right? Because over there he said, so he actually saved him. And still we see that Reuven is the one that's given credit, says the Hatzolah by Reuven and not by Yehuda, and rather by Yehuda, the Gemara says, Chazal say, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Kol ha-mevorech es Yehuda, harei ze menayitz. Anyone that blesses Yehuda for this, he's a menayitz. Hashem getting angry, getting some of Hashem angry. It wasn't really a Hatzolah. He should have picked him up and brought him himself to his father. So why is it that Reuven gets credited with the Hatzolah and Yehuda does not get that? Yehuda was punished for this also. So why is it that he doesn't get credit for it? So the Pandav Yisrov, Zekatzadim Kodesh Lebracha, says that with this Chazal and Megala to us, what is an emes to Hatzolah? There's a Hatzolah of the Guf, and there's a Hatzolah of the Nisham. By Reuven, it says his Kabbalah was to return him to his father. He didn't want to just save his Guf. He wanted to save his Ruchnias, he wanted to save his Neshama. And the only way you could do that is to keep him by his father in the Makam HaKadusha, to have that same Ashbah. Yehuda, he said, I'm better. Let's sell him to the Yishmael. What's going to happen with him then? He'll be with the Yishmaelim, he'll be sold to somebody else, he'll be with Goyim. What's going to happen to his Neshama? That's not called an Emes to God. So it was a partial thing, maybe pushing off, whatever, but it wasn't considered Hatzolah. Emes de Hatzolah is considered saving a person in Ruchnius as well. That's why by Reuven it says, Laman Hatzolah Soy Miyod. So with this, the Panav Rav wants to explain the famous Medrash Pliya, which is brought down in Svarim. Sam Sofer quotes it. The Alkud HaRuveni brings it down. Hadudon Nosnu Reach, Poskin Shir Hashirim, Zer Reuven, Shehitzel Es Yosef Min Habor. What's the connection between the two? So up the Panav Yisrov, the Nitzachon of Chanukah was not a Nitzachon because we wanted to save our guf. It wasn't like Purim. Purim was Vahashma Vaharik the guf. Here, Be'etzem, the guf was not in Sakonah. They would have known what they had to do. They fought a courageous, valiant war against all odds to save the Ruchnias. Hatzolah Ruchni. That's the nace of Chanukah. It's all about Ruchnias. So that's the pshat. Hadudon Nos Nerev Zer Reuven. Why was his Hatzolah and his Dika Hatzolah? Because it was a Ruchnias Dika Hatzolah. V'apasachinu Kama Godin Zer Ner Chanukah. That was a Ruchnias Dika Hatzolah as well. Now in this pasuk, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzileu Miyodam, what kind of Hatzolah was this? The Torah says afterwards, Haboy reik ain't by mine. Darshan and Chazal, Rav Tamchum, the famous drosha of Rav Tamchum, mine ain't by. Why does it have to say Haboy reik ain't by mine? But it says Haboy reik already. What's that saying ain't by mine? Darshan's mine ain't by. Abu Machoshim akrovim yesh by. So what kind of soul is that? You throw him to a pit full of snakes and scorpions. My eye. So there's different truths he said on this. The Vilna Goyen says, it's a famous, there's two members of Rav Tamchum in the Sefer Shabbos. This first member, the first member is Ner Chanukah Sheinicha L'mayla Mechof Amo, is Pasul Kisuke Ukemopu. Then it brings down this, Vaborei came by mine. So everybody, a lot of them, unfortunately, want to make the connection between the two. So up to Vilna Goyen, the connection is that how did Reuven Taki think he's going to save him? The snakes and scorpions. The Teretz is, it says someplace else that Stam Hashlocha is Chof Am. Instead of a Yashlech Hashlichayu, it's a Lashon of 20 Yamas. So it comes out the snakes were at the bottom of the pit beyond the vision, the regular range of vision of people. And that's Daimit and Erech Hanukkah, that Lamai Lamichof is beyond the range of vision. That's the smichas between the two. But that answers the question. And Echnami, the Reuven Taka, had he known that, he wouldn't have thrown him there. But it was beyond his range of vision. the Meshech Chachma says the Teretz to this question, why Reuven thought he was going to save him. He said the brothers paskin that he's chayv misa b'dayodim. He's chayv misa b'dayodim. He was already bar mitzvah, and the male he's chayv misa. But b'day shamayim, you're not chayv until you're a ben chof, and he wasn't yet a ben chof. So therefore, Reuven wanted to take him out of the hands of the brothers. You know, it shouldn't be a chayv misa b'dayodim, and that way, if he's put in the realm of snakes and scorpions, that's only min hashamayim, and he's not chayv yet. He's not a ben misa min hashamayim. But he also brings down the kitzur. He brings down the Zohar HaKadosh asks this question. Zohar HaKadosh asks the question, how does it say, Lashiva Yaloviv, and Laman Hatzoloi say, there was no Chasham and Akrav. So Zohar HaKadosh asks this question. So he says like this, Reuven saw that if he leaves him in the hands of the brothers, the Nezek is Matzik, because they are Bali Bechira. He knew how much they hated him, and they wanted to kill him. So Reuven said that better that I throw him into a pit of Nechashim Akrabim, and that way he won't be given over into the hands of his son that won't have any Rachmanis on. So if the Zohar HaKadosh, from here Chazal learned, it's better that a person should throw himself into a fire or a bar of Nechashim Akrabim and not give himself over to the hands of his son. Why? Because the makam Nechashim Akrabim, if he has the chuyos, so then HaKadosh Baruch will make a nes for him, he'll be saved. And sometimes Schus Ovis is good, we'll save him. But if he's in the hands of his sinim, so then it's very few that can escape. So before she asked the question, Mamanushah, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch wants to save someone, he can save him from the Ben Adam also. If he doesn't want to save him, so he won't save him from the animals, from the chayis either. The answer is, I mean, the Zohar HaKadosh really says it, you know, it says it in there. To be saved from a ben adam, you need more zechuyos. Being that he has a koyach habechira. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes cheshbonis, he goes al pi dim. If it's a shiloh being saved from snakes and scorpions, for that could be he has another zechuyos. Or maybe even his chusavos will help. But you need a lot more zechuyos to be saved from a ben adam. And that's why it says, to save him from the hands of Bali Bechira, right? This way there's a chance if he's in the hands of the snake, so for that could be he has enough squeeze. But for to be saved from the brothers, you need a lot more, and maybe he doesn't have that. So it's a Hatzol port. That's the way it comes out. Now, the famous Drosha of Chazal, all day, nobody calls, but in the middle of a shiur, then everybody calls. Vaborek ein v'imayim. So the famous Rosh, Mimash and Emar, Vaborek ein yedesh ein v'imayim. Why does it say ein v'imayim? Mayim ein v'imayim, v'am chashim akrovim yesh b'y. So, first of all, the Gros says, that you learn from over here, that this is really a marshal for a person containing the mayim of Torah. Don't think that it remains empty. Mayim Engvoy, a person is not a vacuum. A person is not just an empty, you know, bit of space. If Torah is there, then Torah is making, and Torah keeps him kadosh, and Torah protects him against varma asurim. But if he's empty of Torah, mayim Engvoy, then other machshavas come in, and other yetzaharas. That's why Chazal say, Barosi yetzahara, Barosi Torah tavla. The Torah keeps a person out of trouble. But if it's mayim ein boy, if he's lacking the mayim of Torah, then the choshem akrav miyesh boy. Those are the going. But I saw a ha'ore from the mashgiach of yeshivas called Torah, ha'goin of Gedalia Eisman, the chetzadik levrachem. He asked the question, so if there's a choshem akrav on this, it's not reik. Reik means it's empty. If there are no choshem akrav on there, it's not reik. So why does the Torah say it's reik? Mamonoshim. You know, if there is something there, it wasn't reik. She says, Shema Aminu. If something is meant to have one thing, and it doesn't have that thing, and it has something else, that's called that this is right. This bar was miyuchid to have water in it. So, well, whatever, it was dried up. And had the chashim akravim, if it doesn't have what it's supposed to have, that is called rake. It says, from here you can learn the gevaldik van Musa. There are people that have fulfilling lives. Lav dafka Torah. You know, they fulfill their lives, they go to the opera, they go to the theater, they're very creative, they work on this, they work on that, and then all kinds of zachen pastimes. And I feel fulfilled. Nay, that's right. Because the Ben Yisrael is meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Liman HaTorah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs. That's supposed to fill them up. And a fellow could say, from Hein Bez Morgan, I feel fulfilled, but that is totally empty. And that's the lima to be learned from over here. The only fulfillment is if we're mekayim our tachlis the way we were meant to be. But if we're not mekayim our tachlis the way we were meant to be, it's wiped up our rate. And I would like to apply this to the yontif of Chanukah. I was going through ma'ases of Mesiris Nefesh of the previous dairis, my Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Stein, a famous story. They were running away, they were in Russia, Siberia, and they were on a train.
Candle.
Yeah, and one night they didn't have candles to light, the bus took them. They were asking around, they were searching. The train stopped, so they got out to try and scrape off the oil from the wheels, it was frozen. So they finally came to their destination, and was it? Nothing. And they were very disappointed. One of his chaverim, the chabura, they sat down to learn Hilchos Chanukah. At least they'll be Makayim, the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah from Liman HaTorah. 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock at the door. Does anybody want to buy candles? They flipped out. They gave them something to barter for the candles. They woke up the rest of the chabura and they were dancing the simcha. Mamish, the biggest simcha that they were zoicha, they're in Siberia. They don't know where their families are, racing from garnished. But the simcha that they were able to be Makai in the mitzvah. The Blues of a Rebbe is the famous story in Bergen-Belsen. When, as it was coming close to Chanukah, so they put together margarine, they were able to get margarine to use as oil, and wicks, they were able to rip off the strings of their little thin beged that they had. Somehow or other, they were able to put together a menorah. The first night of Chanukah, Luzhev Rebbe, other rabbonim, they were in the front, with hundreds of inmates. There were dead bodies strewn all over. They were shooting yidden to demoralize those that were alive. They saw dead bodies, mamish. Stench of death, they were able to smell. So Luzhev Rebbe, he was the one that lit the menorah. He made the first bracha. They answered amen. He made the second bracha, again he answered amen. When it came to Shechianu, he looks to his right, he looks to his left, he looks behind. He was masufik about something. Finally he made the bracha. He said, halalu, and they waited, whatever, and the crowd dispersed eventually. So there was a Bundist, a Yid, a Bundist, but he was a Yid. His name was Mr. Janatovsky. Came over to the Blues of a Rebbe, he says, Rav Spira, I have a question to ask you. He says, I can understand that you made the bracha l'hadol b'ner shel Chanukah, that's the bracha on the mitzvah. I can understand that you made shosah nisim, you're commemorating nisim that happened in that generation. How can you make a shechiyonu b'kimonu b'kiyonu l'chana zeh? There's death, the stench of death all over. They're stomping all over us, they're degrading us, they're breaking us. How's the shaykh to say Shechiyonu? So the Rebbe said, I bet some have the same suffix. I turned to my right, to the Rav on my right, my left, they couldn't answer me. But then I turned behind me, and I saw 200 yidden in this matzah of death, in this matzah of sakona, under the eyes of the Rishonim. And they braved it all, and they came out, and they took part in this, to witness that it's kedai, to make a bracha Shechiyonu. And there's many stories like that. It's not one or two. It's like nobody pre-rehearsed this. It wasn't like they made up, there was communication between all the places in the world. You didn't keep Hanukkah. It was a spontaneous thing, every individual, spontaneously. It's like they say about the Nesiyim, at Hanukkah and Mizbeach, why they all mentioned separately? Each one had an Ashav on his own. It wasn't coordinated. It wasn't organized. And that's what happened over here. So I think to myself, at that time, and what Hanukkah parties look like today, it's embarrassing. It's almost embarrassing. Like Hanukkah has become gluttonous. You know, the deepest donut you can dig your face into. You know, the most expensive donut and parties, medals, things. And the ikur, which is the Mesiras Nefesh, and the simcha of the mitzvah is lost. That mamish goes into this category of habor reikein by mayim. It's filled with many things, but if it's not filled with what it's supposed to be, then it's habor reik. And that's something, you know, I told my wife, you know, having our kids over, I have to get up and I'm going to say drush and finish. You know, come what may. 10-minute drush. But it's not a, you know, they tried to kill us, Hashem saved us, let's eat. It's not. Family gatherings are very nice, but it has to be. It has to be to inculcate. Chanukah is chinuch, you know. And it just hit me. It was hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm reading these mices. What was their Chanukah to be? Mekayim the mitzvah. That was it. That was the juiciest donut. That was the juiciest latke. Was to be mekayim the mitzvah. You know, and by us, you know, family gatherings or whatever, and how many pies I have to order, and you know. It has to be a ruchniyazdik thing. Otherwise, it's habor reik, ain't by mine. One more nice machshava I saw. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanon b'chof Kislev, 8 days, loyla mesped behind. So Rashi says, my Chanukah, al eze neis kavua. For which neis would they kavei a Chanukah? So Gemara says, the nes of the Pachshem. In Ala Nisim, Pachshem is not mentioned. It says, Rav Yanatan, Tanim Yatayrim, V'idlikun Ezmechad, Shoshkutshechad, they didn't, doesn't mention a word about the nes of the Pachshem. Kovu Shmoy Yismei Chanuk Elo, Yisla Al Shem Chagol. Why is the nes of the Pachshem not mentioned in Ala Nisim? So I saw a pshat from Hagoyin of Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi. Says the Gvaldik Pshat. It's the bracha of Moedim is nikva on things that happen by Olam Hazeh, b'derech ha-teva, toich teva. There's different nisim. There's nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash changes the laws of nature. But there's nisim that happen by nisecha shebechol yoyim imon. So that is nikva for something else completely. We have to be makir. Maidim should really be one of the, it is the longest bracha. But we should, our kavanis, make a list of all the good things Hashem does for us. We focus on the problems. So many good things, so many brachas in Teva. So Maidim was nikvav al nisecha shabchol yayin imanu. You know, parnasa and health and kinder and calling his achim. So Mimela, there is no place for the Pach Hashem over there. That's something that does not go within the laws of nature. Even the Nitzachim of Rabban B'Yad Ma'atim, it happened in a physical way. And that could also be mistaken. It was our courage and our battle plans and our this. It happens in Ma'isa Teich HaTeva. That is included in Al Anisim. But something like the Pach Hashem, that's Lamayla. So I was thinking of being Ma'isiv. And Lehepach, the nes of the Pach Shemen, its place is in Torah Shebalpeh, of us. Because B'Zchus HaTorah, we are a nation that's Lamayla Min HaTeva. The laws of nature don't apply to us. There's the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Repinchas Gemara Masechtas Chulin. Repinchas Ben Yoyar was on his way to a Pidyon Shvuyim. So he came to the Ginoy River. So he said, Ginoy Chloik Li Meinech, split your waters for me. Split. He didn't want to split. He said, you don't split, I'll be guys and no water's going to pass through you. Split. There was somebody walking behind him carrying wheat for matzahs, to make matzahs. Split for him also. There was a guy behind them also, split for him also, he split for him also. So the Gemara, Kavan Efisha Hai Gavra Mi Moshe. How much greater is Pinchas Ben Yara than Moshe? Like Moshe Rabbeinu would only split once, and him split three times. So what's talking the Pshat? What's talking the Pshat? He's greater than Moshe. So I saw one of the Mepharshim says, Moshe Rabbeinu was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, that's a chiddush gadol, that you're able to split the yam before Matan Torah. Pinchas Ben Yara was after Matan Torah. The Koyach HaTorah, it brings us lemailum and ateva that the laws of nature don't apply to us. The mail of that pach shemen, which incidentally also represents the chachmas atayra, because that's the menayra, so that belongs to Hakim Torah Shabbal Peh, which is lemailum and ateva. Good Shabbos and Afreilich and Chanukah. Next week, I'm not sure. Oh no, next week. What do I have next week?